Tuesday night, Yud Adabeus, Chavis Aldovas, Sharhich Ramaisa, page Kuf Pei Vov. We'll start from the second paragraph on Kuf Pei Vov. More Yetzahara enticements. The Chaasher Yisyoish Mimcha, when he gives up, Min Ha'ofanam Alolo Shehizkarnu, from the last thing that we said, which is trying to get you to focus on yourself, not on Hashem. Even if it's Schar and Olam Haba, which is like very, like, what else? But if you're focused on what's in it for me, for you, right? If the doer of the mitzvah is focused on, okay, what's in this mitzvah for me? He could be aware that he's going to get Schar and Olam Haba. It could even, you know, he knows if he's good, so he's going to get Olam Haba. That's what Yiddishkeit is. It's a foundation of Yiddishkeit. But again, it can't be the with a egotism, with a selfishness that I'm doing it because it's good for me, because I'm going to get something out of it. It could be a motivation. It shouldn't be the goal. It could be a motivation, right? That's also not ideal, but I don't think that's so bad as what the Chavis Alovis is talking about. The ideal would be the motivation is, because according to the Chavis Alovis, the motivation should always be, I have gratitude to Hashem, and I want to pay back Hashem. So my motivation is that I want to do the will of Hashem out of gratitude to Him. That's not the same as saying, okay?
Shouldn't it just be that Hashem is smarter than us and wants the best for us, so I want to do it because He wants me to do it?
That should be the ideal. Yeah, that's good.
Not just for paying back, but just because...
No. For that, we have to go back. No, that's true, and it's certainly not wrong or evil, but it's not ideal. That's what the Chavis HaLovis and Shara Avodas HaLokim. Chavis HaLovis and Shara Avodas HaLokim develops the idea that our ideal avoda, ideal, is to do it out of a sense of gratitude. Now we really don't, do that. It's a very rare person that when he's putting on tefillin or listening to the shofar or eating in a sukkah or eating matzah or putting on tzitzis is doing it out of gratitude to Hashem. I mean, it's really a big, it's a chiddush to Chavis HaLovis' perspective on our avoda, and it really is, you know. So I tell the women, because I'm learning Shara Avodas HaLokim with the women, so you know, you have women things like challah. So challah, it's a little easier, because you can take it as a way of expressing gratitude for the bread, that you have bread in the house. You know, when you put on tefillin, and tefillin means, you know, you're expressing that Hashem Echad, and you know, that's what's written in the tefillin. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, is Kol Yochol, you're reaffirming your belief, and you're doing the mitzvah of tefillin. So you're doing the mitzvah of tefillin because Hashem commanded you to do it. Why do I have to do what Hashem commanded me to do? They say that. So the Chavis HaLovis has an answer to that. We don't, you know, even when we're good and perfect and great and we're frum and everything, so the Chavis HaLovis, you know, that's not good enough. Like, why am I doing it? Because Hashem commanded to me to. It's okay, why do I have to do what Hashem commanded me to? Because you have to. What do you mean? Even if you don't answer, because else Hashem's going to punish me. But most of us would answer, because you have to listen to Hashem. He's the melech, he's the adon, he's the boss, he's in charge. But the Chavis HaLovis does not like that answer. He wants the answer to be, because I am so thankful for Him that I exist. And I am so thankful for Him for everything He has done to me up to this point in my life. Like, look at me. I started off as a nothing, as a zero. I didn't exist. I barely existed. And now I'm a grown man, and I have a house, and I have a wife, and I have a family, I have a car, I have an apartment, I have, you know, I live, I breathe, look at me, I'm like a whole thing. So that's what the Lord says. And then you've ostensibly learned Shar HaBechina, so you're thinking about the sunrise and the sunset and the different tastes that food have and the different colors that food have, and that your digestive system works, you know, and that your blood's flowing, like, you know, everything. So that you're suffused with gratitude, and then you say, like, okay, like the least I can do as payback is to do what Hashem wants me to do. But I'm, you know,
couldn't you also be looking at it that Hashem obviously knows what's best for us? So from
yeah,
the
again,
best, the,
I've said many times, Chavis Halbavus is a sefer of ideal. Chavis Halbavus is an extreme sefer. See, he's extreme. He's extreme. And I said, he doesn't expect us to do the extreme immediately. Maybe he doesn't even expect us to do it at all, your average Joe in the street. But it's worthwhile to know what the ideal is, because then it's a goal you shoot for. And even if as a result of this discussion, and we're not going further than the Chavis Halbavus, obviously, but as a result of this discussion, you do one mitzvah tomorrow out of gratitude, because you remembered this discussion and you try, that's a fantastic thing, that's a wonderful thing, that's a worthwhile, it made it the worthwhile. And then maybe in a year from now you do two things, you know, and you work, but you're moving in that direction, hopefully. And but the Chavis Halbavus, both in Shaar Bitachon and the Shaar Avodas Elokim, is what we would call extreme. But, you know, this is what he holds, that this is the ideal way of serving Hashem. When I learned Shaar Avodas Elokim, I explained why it's ideal. Because it's self-motivated. There's no pressure, menachutz. There's nothing, nobody is holding a gun to your head, and nobody is even holding a carrot over your head. I want to do this. I feel in this system that you're doing it out of gratitude. It's totally you that's making that decision. Like you really want to do this. If we do it because Hashem, it's a chiddush. But that's how I understand the Chavis Halbavus. Even if you do it because Hashem tells you to do it, and Hashem's the boss. So that means you don't really. Again, I'm talking in extreme languages. I mean, you know, I don't really want to do this. I'd much rather not do it. But, you know, Hashem is like, he's stronger than me, and he's bigger than me, and he's, you know, so I better go along with this. But if you work with gratitude, then I'm doing it because I want to do it. Now, he asked a very, very good question yesterday. Very, very good question. A very deep question. That, isn't that self-serving? Right? That's the question you asked. That's self-serving, because you're filling a gap in your hergish. You feel a gap, and you want to fill this gap. Like if someone saves my life, I feel bad until I am able to pay him back. So that bad feeling that you're looking to fill should be called self-serving, and it should really clash and come into conflict with purity of motive. It's purity of serving Hashem, maybe, because of the way I explained it. It's pure because you really want to do this. It's you that wants to do it. You're not compelled in the slight. You're not even being compelled by Hashem. You want to do it. But L'chora, he asked, that's bumping up against purity of motive. Where you're supposed to do it totally L'shem Hashem, and the Chorin is self-serving. So I answered, I hope it's the right answer. It needs thinking about that. And a chanami, if it's like a bad feeling and you're looking to feel good and to, you know, and you're relieved that you fill the, like a gap, you feel like a debtor and you've paid up a debt because you felt bad, then that's taka no good. But you could feel gratitude and not feel that way, but just feel that I want to do this. I am excited to do this. I want to do this. It's not that I'm. It's just you could have that mental attitude. I am happy to do this because I am able to express my gratitude without it being like an emotional gap that I feel terrible because I'm not able to. I guess, I hope, Mr. Hashem, you know, you have to think about it. It's a very, very good question. Very good question, and I hope that's the answer. I think that's the answer. That it's not mukhrach that would be a self-serving mahalach. Okay, we'll stop here.